It's time for the weekend box office countdown, brought to you by Movie Gnome, and we start from the bottom up. Alita, Battle Angel, is now a falling angel from last week's 9 to number 10. Chris Pratt's Lego Movie 2, the second part, is getting lost at the bottom of the toy box at number 9. No Manches Frida 2 has more to worry about than my horrible Spanish accent, because it's falling faster than a piñata at a kid's birthday party, from last week's 6 to number 8. Apparently, Julianne Moore's Boogie Nights aren't over, because her new drama, Gloria Bell, just rang up from last week's 18 to number 7. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral is Walking Dead from last week's 5 to number 6. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is hiding from last week's 4 and seeking this week's number 6. The teen romance 5 Feet Apart is staying 0 feet away from number 5. Get a room, you two! Wonder Park isn't wandering too far away from last week's 2, because this week the animated comedy is number 3. Making over $321 million in its first 3 weeks at the box office, Brie Larson and Samuel CGI Jackson's Captain Marvel is down but not out at number 2. And finally, director Jordan Peele made a superhero get out of the top spot to make room for the mystery thriller Us, scaring up over $70 million and the biggest opening weekend for an original horror movie ever. Star Lupita Nyong'o is running with scissors all the way to number 1. If you've seen any of the movies on this week's countdown, call in a review and give it 1 to 5 gnomes. Thanks for listening to the weekend box office countdown, brought to you by Movie Gnome.
Hey, Kevin, I went and saw Captain Marvel, and it is a delightful superhero film with fabulous performances from Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson. I think the most enjoyable things are, one, making fun of the 1990s, two, a really effective use of 1990s music as part of the score, and I think that is all credit due to the writer-directors who come from the indie filmmaking world, who not only have an understanding of how to pair music with emotion, but also how to make dialogue really work as characters try to learn about themselves. And there, as much as Captain Marvel has to learn who she is, there's a lot of fighting and shooting and explosions and aliens, and so that's all well and good. I'd give it 3 out of 4 gnomes.
Tim, thanks for the thoughtful review of Captain Marvel. It sounds like you're liking the movie as much as the average critic, because even though every sexist fanboy ripped the movie to shreds before it even came out, it's still certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, you said they poked fun at the 90s in the movie, but what I want to know is, did they make fun of 90s Sam Jackson? Because the Pulp Fiction jokes write themselves. You know what? Don't tell me. I'll find out when I see it. Tim, thanks for talking movies on Gnome Alone Radio.
Hey, Kev. It's Monica with Unradio Radio. I know. You thought I was gone forever, didn't you? Nope. I'm here. I'm still here. Oh, my God. I'm still here. No, for real, though. So guess what? Not only am I still here, I got out and saw a movie. I know. Stop. Shut the front door or open the back. I don't know what the saying is, but you know what I mean. I did. I went and saw Captain Marvel. And you know what? I have to say, I liked it. I don't know what all the fuss is about. What were people expecting? It's cheesy, had major continuity issues. I mean, come on. I really think they did her Nine Inch Nails shirt on purpose. It was black and white to begin with. Then it turned into a gray and white. I mean, they had to have known. It had to be purposeful. But you know, the only real question I have is, what is really up with her relationship with her BFF? That was more than a BFF, if you ask me.
Monica, thanks for your review of Captain Marvel. When it comes to continuity errors, I have no idea why every movie studio doesn't hire you to look for them. Because your eagle eyes can spot the same extra who died in an explosion at a warehouse, two scenes later, dancing in the background of a nightclub. As for the captain's BFF, you're not the only one thinking they're more than just gal pals, because there's erotic fan art of the would-be couple all over Twitter. Something tells me that if Captain Marvel kisses a girl in part two, she's gonna like it. Monica, thanks for talking movies on No Malone Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.